Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. This is episode number 79, and currently as I'm recording it, it doesn't have a title yet, but you will surely have read the title. Friends, what can I say? After I had some technical difficulties last week, I now moved on to testing my microphone before I start, so I did that already, and it works perfecto, so I'm pretty happy. I hope this will be the case for the entirety of this episode. And what else can I say? It's officially summer, it's really hot outside, and climate change is striking hard, even in Germany, so I think we're all ready for vacation, at least I am, and I am very happy to say that next week I will be recording the last episode of Sweet But Salty before my summer break. I really need that break to kind of recharge my batteries and to maybe have a better idea of what I want to talk about in this podcast, because so far it has been a lot of different topics, which isn't bad at all. I've talked about many different things, but I would really like to streamline that whole thing and make it a little more focused on one topic, I guess. If you have any suggestions, you can always reach me on Instagram. I'm at World of Vila on Instagram, and you can let me know if you have any ideas or wishes or just anything. Any input is welcomed. And I have a huge list of topic ideas that I created at the beginning, before even starting my podcast. And one topic idea is called just me doing me things. Let's touch on that for a second. In last week's episode, I talked about how important it is to love what you do. But I think just me doing me things is kind of synonymous for focusing on the things that bring you joy and doing the things that make you happy. Even if they may seem strange to other people, there's still what you crave, what you want to do. So there shouldn't be any kind of restriction in the way. And you shouldn't hold yourself back from actually trying something or doing something that you kind of want to try or do. And I think oftentimes we get caught up in our heads so much that we kind of take away opportunities from ourselves. For example, when we want to try a new sport or dance or whatever kind of activity, we oftentimes think, oh, I'm going to suck at this. I don't want to do this. But we should just try and see how it goes and not expect perfection from the beginning. I have struggled with this a lot in the past. And by that, I mean that I oftentimes expected perfection from myself right from the get-go. So I didn't even give myself the chance to try something out and see how it goes. I wanted to be perfect at it. And if I wasn't, I didn't even want to try it. So I think that's something that's still kind of holding me back from trying different things, like dancing, like salsa dancing, for example. I would really like to do that. But it's, yeah. No, but there shouldn't be a but. If you want to try something, then go for it and do your own thing. Even if it may seem strange to other people, it isn't. Because I think often we think that other people think about us a lot. And the truth is, you think about yourself most of the time. And everybody else is just the same. So there's really no point in thinking about other people all the time and thinking about their potential opinion, because their potential opinion probably revolves around themselves more than about you. So that's definitely something I'm taking to heart as well. Trying new things, doing new things, and being brave and unapologetically me. I also talked about this in my episode number 72, Sorry Not Sorry. It was really about doing your own thing and being unapologetically yourself, and I still stand by the message in that episode. And I think for today, my creativity hasn't been up at all. I think this is it for me for this episode. Do your own thing. Mind your own business. Try out the things that your heart desires and don't give a shit about other people and their potential opinions. So that's kind of my advice for this week. All right. If you like this episode, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcast and rate my entire podcast over there as well. That would help me out a lot. And other than that, I will catch you next week in the last episode of Sweet But Salty before summer break. Yay. Stay tuned and have a nice week. Bye.